for someone out there in the marketplace who's an agent and is feeling a little bit stuck right now, maybe a little bit frustrated in terms of their growth, of where they want to go to, or just don't feel like they're getting enough leads, or never worked out the digital space in any form of way, or your conversion is less than 80% in a listing appointment, this is going to be the program for you.
You're listening to Elevate, the official podcast of Elite Agent for Real Estate Industry, sales professionals, property managers, and leaders. We bring you the best minds in business and real estate to help you list more, sell more, and elevate your results. To download your written action guide from this podcast containing extra tips, links, and shortcuts, visit EliteAgentElevate.com. Now, here is your host, Samantha McLean.
Welcome to another episode of the Elevate podcast, where we delve into some of the most interesting minds in business and in real estate for the very best tips and strategies for you to implement to elevate your business. I'm Samantha McLean, editor of Elite Agent and host of today's show. I'm not going to do a really long introduction to this person because obviously he's very well known to Elite Agent readers. He's one of the first faces when you open a magazine every time that it hits the post office or hits your mailbox. He has the best hair in real estate. This intro is long already, isn't it? Welcome to the show, Claudio Encina.
All you had to say is the best hair in real estate. That would have just, everyone would know who it is. But yeah, I owe that to my father and my mother, but also good old Baxter's of California. Great product.
Yeah. We'll put that one in the show notes because I'm sure that there are a lot of people out there dying to know exactly what it is that keeps the locks in such good shape.
Absolutely.
So it's a while since you've been on the podcast because we've been a little bit busy, haven't we, with Transform and so on. Yeah. So how did you find Transform this year?
It was amazing. And kudos to you and Mark and the team there at Elite Agent putting on another successful Transform program, Samantha. It just gets better and better year over year. You had some incredible coaches, 22 of them this year. Tom Ferry, probably regarded as probably the top real estate coach in the world. And just some other incredible people that gave some wonderful input. And just the vibe and the energy with the Transform was brilliant. The participants and the delegates that, you know, were engaged for that 30 days. And it was fantastic. And again, super honoured to be part of it because we love doing is transforming people's lives, yeah?
Absolutely. They say if it doesn't challenge you, it doesn't change you.
That's right. Exactly. And 30 days, it can challenge you. It's brutal.
You know, you and I were talking afterwards. It's like a crash diet where you've got to lose 15 kilos in 5 days or something like that. It's that sort of intense learning that everyone has to go away and have a bit of a moment to recover.
Yeah, totally. It's almost like no alcohol, no sugar, no this. That's pretty intense. But yeah, no, it was good. It was good. And it does challenge you because it is 30 days and there's a lot that happens in that 30 days. You do see people evolve and transform in that program in that 30 days. And it's an incredible, incredible program. And I think that's why so many people year on year love participating in that program, which is brilliant.
Changing next time around, I don't know if you've heard the rumors, but you won't have to get into the next round of Transform. Rumors, I'm starting a rumor here, obviously, right here, yeah, right now. Like, but
I'm all ears.
Yeah, that's right. To get into Transform, the next round of Transform, one of the conditions is that you haven't done Transform before at all.
Wow, I like that. Yep. That's good.
Yep. Yeah. So we're going to focus on newbies. But what I've found, and I don't know if you found this too, is that between last year when we got together and did Transform and this year, the environment's completely different. Like last year, we were pretty much locked down and things had changed a lot with COVID and stuff like that. And we're all trying to predict what sort of a recovery we're going to have, whether it was going to be a V-shaped or a U-shaped or a W-shaped or some letter of the alphabet. Big Bird was going through all of them.
Absolutely, yeah.
And it turns out that there has been quite a bit of a recovery and lots of activity at the moment. So what are you seeing out there with your clients right now?
I think probably there's been a couple of things, Samantha, that people have been seeing. I think for agents, number one is the market. The heat in the market right now is just incredible. I've been in the industry 25 years. I don't think I've seen it this strong in that 25 years that I've been within the industry. And agents are finding it very difficult to price property, right? Like you just cannot put a price on a property and think that that's what it's going to sell for. Number one, that's probably one of the biggest challenges. Number two is we have seen a little bit of tightening in the marketplace. So listings have been a little bit down compared to other years. I know I was talking to one of my clients in Campsie. He's the number one agent in that marketplace. And we were looking at numbers, amount of listings this year compared to last year. And it was over 50% less in terms of listings available. A shrinkage in the market means is the number of agents are probably still about the same, but there's less to go around. So everyone's competing to try and win that listing. So there's been, you know, many things where agents have been trying to win those listings. Some have won them, some haven't. It's that market where, okay, what are you bringing to the table in this market that can separate you from everybody else? So definitely that's one of those things. The heat in the market's been incredible and strong. So yeah, it's one of those interesting markets at the moment that we're seeing.
It's like somebody likened it to me the other day to the great toilet paper shortage of 2020. Because the stock of toilet paper on the shelves was probably the same or a little bit less, but you just had so many more buyers coming through the shop to take that stock away. And I feel like that's what's happening in real estate at the moment is people can't stock the shelves quickly enough and there's a heap more buyers coming to the supermarket trying to load up their trolleys, except it's not toilet paper we're talking, it's property.
Exactly. And that's what's happening with the buyers. I mean, the buyers are lining up, trying to get into open homes, bringing multiple offers. And some agents are handling multiple offers really well. Some aren't doing it as well. And I'm all about creating some sort of experience. Some people are feeling like a very distaste to that experience, dealing with that agent the way they may have put an offer in. Because when you lose, when have that winning bid or win that offer through buyers who potentially can be sellers down the track, I remember that experience of the way they were positioned. So it's how do you navigate through this market, even though it's a great market to be in, but also to get win more listings and create a seller experience and a buyer experience that people will be remembering you from that during these times. So, yeah, it's interesting times at this present time.
Yeah, absolutely. Just before we move on, do you have a quick tip on agents out there who might be struggling to manage multiple buyers?
The best way to all this is if you haven't done auction, I think auction's the most transparent way to do it in this marketplace, yeah? I think people get sort of left out if they miss out because they're taking in multiple offers prior to and they get sold before the auction date or whatever else. Even agents who I know that I do private treaty because some regional areas just don't do auction, and that's fine because people in that marketplace, buyers don't know how to deal with an auction and sellers wouldn't have a clue about how an auction works. I suppose it's really about bringing that emotional safety for these people and taking away that emotional risk. Yeah. And if you can bring that emotional safety, people will have that level of experience. They feel like comfortable and they like that and they feel safe, meaning the seller. But also you've got to bring that emotional safety into the buyer, not feeling like there's a level of risk and a level of, am I going to lose, not winning the bid or whatever else. Yeah, it's probably, I would say, if you can do auction, definitely try and do an auction. The most transparent way to do it, and there's different things. Open negotiation is one of them, right? Like, you can see the bids all there as a buyer and you can do it as in a private treaty sense as well. So there's ways to do it. There's tools available today. So there's no reason why you can't create that experience for both buyer and seller where they have that emotional safety.
Yeah, and create a real experience too, like that's not hectic or chaotic or feels, because it does feel a bit hectic out there at the moment because the velocity, as we said, of buyers coming in the door has increased significantly on lower stock. I mean, I guess it will change, but you and I had so much fun in Transform this year that we're doing it again. And this is where we're starting more rumors and things like that. But at the moment, there are a lot of good agents out there that are just missing out on listings right now because volumes are lower and maybe when the pie gets smaller, it gets smaller for everyone. And so I'm really excited to announce that you and I are creating a little program together, aren't we?
We certainly are. I'm excited about this program, Samantha, and working together with you on this because I think it's certainly a much needed program for a lot of agents in the marketplace. And I think what's most important about it, it's relevant to what's happening in the marketplace today in terms of this program that we're releasing and launching. So, I'm excited about it. So, yeah, maybe you want to let the beans out. I don't know.
Let the beans out. Well, that's it. So you and I met over coffee like about 6 years ago now. Like I think it was about 6 years ago. And so the program's called Sales Caffeine and it's designed to fix. Yeah, because we've talked a lot about sales being a chain link system, like you're always going to be slowed down by whatever your weakest link is. So if that's bringing leads in the door, you'll get slowed down by that. If that's converting your leads to listings and that's your weakest link, you'll get slowed down by that. And then, of course, the ability to scale with digital because a lot of the good agents out there feel like they're omnipresent. They're just everywhere across every channel and Yes. They're not necessarily in multiple places at once. It's just that they're very good at digital.
Correct. And that's where your expertise comes in and guide that through us. Because I think for a lot of agents, especially with digital, they don't know what to do or how to do it and how do I get more traffic onto my website or how do I get more traffic onto my social media. So I know you're very great in that space, which is great, Samantha. And I think a lot of the agents in the marketplace that have never understood some of the ninja hacks within social media or digital in any formal way, this is what you're bringing to this program, which is mind-blowing for me because we've spoken about some of the things that we're going to cover in that course. And yeah, that's going to be amazing.
So let's talk about the three biggest mistakes. So this course is designed to bring agents another 1 to 2 to 3 transactions a month consistently. That's what we want to do on the lead up to spring, which could make a real difference. And a lot of agents aren't that far off. It's just some tweaking and things like that. And so what are the three key areas where you see that agents are making mistakes right now?
Yeah, I'd probably say the three key areas is the inconsistent lead flow coming in. So there's not enough leads coming into their business. So some months are really good months, other months, very quiet months. But there's not enough consistency coming in. Second thing would be the failure to convert, right? Like at a listing appointment to a listing, I'd have to tell you conversion, that's where all the money's made. So if you're not converting in your listing appointment into an actual listing, you've got leakage, there's cracks happening it. And you need to have somewhere between what I call, you know, strength to superpower, somewhere between you want to have that conversion at 80% or more. But conversion doesn't just rely on that. Conversion is also is sometimes how many, you know, phone calls we make to how many appointments we get. So I had a client the other day and he's got a sales associate within his team. He goes, I said, how's she going? And he went, I'm not sure. And I'm like, okay, what do you mean you're not sure? And he said, I said, let's look at her numbers. So we looked at her numbers and I think she did 90 connects, like conversations, but had booked 6 appraisals. So if we look at that number, so every 15 connections, she books an appraisal. I actually said to him, I said, her conversion's pretty good. And he was like, I never looked at it that way. So sometimes we think, how are they going? Is like maybe what are they up to during the day or how they're doing? But conversion is such an important metric within someone's business. And the failure to convert is probably the biggest mistake, either on phone calls, ringing people, converting to appointments, or converting a listing appointment to an actual listing.
What is the main reason that agents fail to convert? Like I'm sitting here, I'm an agent and you're the vendor and you're thinking about selling your house. What is the main thing that you're looking for from an agent as a vendor right now?
I think a couple of questions that you need to be answering it. And you need to articulate it in a very interesting, believable, desirable, and powerful way. And I believe they're thinking, why you? Number one, there's 50 agents in my suburb, and that's no joke in my own suburb, like 58, not 50 offices, but 50 different agents in the marketplace. So why you? Why your brand? So why would I choose your franchise or the boutique agency you work for or whoever? The other question is, why now? Like, why should I list my home today? So why you, why your brand? Why should I do this now? And why this, what you're proposing? Yeah. And I think if you're unsure how to answer those questions, and every time I challenge an agent, I go, why would I use you? And every time it goes into, we're a boutique brand.
I'm passionate. Yeah. Passionate.
Yeah, you can ring me like, yeah, so is the other 49 agents. They're all passionate and they all bring the energy and whatever else. But, and not just that, it's not being able to articulate that message in a very powerful way. So I call this the incontestable value, right? I'm a big, massive believer. As we've just done Transform, Samantha, and we talked a little bit about this in the program where every agent in your marketplace offers a similar product and a similar service to you. And if you don't have what I believe is called your X factor in a listing appointment or a listing presentation, you're just a goddamn commodity in the marketplace. And as a commodity, everyone will just choose you on price. So why can one person in the marketplace get more listings, charge more versus another agent that doesn't win the listings and is actually all he's got in his toolbox is a really low fee and cheap marketing perhaps? Why? Because the guy who's got getting it and winning it and has a conversion of 80% in a listing appointment is able to articulate those 4 things. Why you, your brand, why now, and why this?
Yeah. So they're things that everybody should be able to answer, whether you're an agent or any sort of business, you should be able to answer those questions. And I guess if you struggle to answer those questions, that's something that we're going to help agents answer in Sales Caffeine.
Correct. Absolutely. And we're going to help them and we're going to do an exercise on it. So they'll be able to do it in a level that they can walk away and do it into a presentation. I know we're on audio at the moment, but one of my clients, I don't know if you could see this because we're on Zoom right now and we're recording this as well, but it's on my phone. But he said, I just want a listing. I won't mention what suburb it is, but he sent me his notepad of what he did with his incontestable value, right? Now, he's only been in this suburb for the last 4 months, right, Sam? 4 months. In the suburb, or as I called your business development area that he's focusing on right now, he's already won 4 listings in that area, okay, by using the incontestable value that I showed him. And I love that he's put that in. And I'll tell you one thing. His first name's Paul. I'll give you that.
Let's call him Paul then.
His name's Paul, right? His first name, I won't mention his surname because it's an unusual surname and you're probably going to Google him or maybe some of the... But what I will say is this, right? Paul, I said to him in the beginning, I said to him, like, you think about when I went to the Olympics in 2000, these people, these athletes devote themselves, their entire life to one sport, into almost like one race, for example. And the difference between the guy that actually wins by a second or 2 seconds a lot of the time is the guy that actually sometimes is the fastest. And in real estate, I would say is the person that implements the fastest will outdo the competition. And I said to Paul, I said, you implemented this from day one. Does it surprise me you've won 4 listings in your BDA, right? Since we've been working together and it's the first time you're actually in real estate almost. He started, but then he got out of real estate and he's come back into it. I said, no. But I said, why? Because you've brought something of the incontestable value into that marketplace. Now, one of his competitors in his marketplace, Claudia, you don't understand. The guy is number one. He's got 60% market share. He's already pulled 4 in a matter of 4 months, right? I know this stuff works, right, yep. Sam? And I know that if you bring the incontestable value to this marketplace and you do it, but you be like, you devote yourself into this career of real estate, you implement as fast as you can while the other guy's thinking and dwelling on, because we've all got similar information out there, let's be honest, but people are sitting on it. They're sitting, oh, do I do it, don't I? Or he just showed me, he took a picture of his notepad today and goes, here's my 4th listing in my BDA, bang.
Bang. Boom. Actually, boom. I'll say boom. Yeah, I mean,
I can't still boom because JX is, that's his, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it trademarked? But it's amazing to hear like a new agent doing so well too. And I'm not surprised because I've seen you do the incontestable value presentation and I think it's amazing. And definitely this is what I think agents want leading up into spring because I think we're about, I don't know, 22 weeks out from 1 September right now. And I remember back in my old sales career, what you're closing now is a result of what you did 30, 60, 90 days ago.
Yes.
And so now is the right time to be starting for the lead up to spring. You and I talked about this and we brainstormed it a lot, not just through Transform, but in other ways, is that to warm up leads, to have hot prospects, you need to be doing multiple things, not just throwing a few ads on Facebook and hoping, right?
Correct. And here's the thing, lead generation, right? If you don't have constant flow of leads, because leads are either, you either have a, you think about a tap, it just drips. Occasionally, you hear that dripping noise. Like it's driving me nuts. It's a leak. It just, sometimes your leads are either like that. They might trickle like a little bit of a trickle, or you really got a flow of leads coming into your business, right? The reason you will have a flow of leads is because you have systems and a system is interrelated parts that work together that produce a predictable result. That's what a system is. What we're designing is all about, there are 3 parts to lead gen. And I call this inside sales, which is people in your database, in your ecosystem right now. Okay. So that's one way we can get leads. The other way is what we call, circle sales, which is commonly known as hotspotting. What do you do? Most people will throw just listed or just sold DL card. Some people barely do that. But we're going to go into an in-depth system that if you're not generating from each sales campaign, 4 market appraisals and a listing appointment, you've got leakage, you've got gaps. And then the third type of lead generation is what we call outside sales. And outside sales is having a business development area or a farm area or a core area, but looking after, because you want to be the expert, right? Today, more than ever, people look for experts. And experts, 3 things, right? You're the 3 R's. You're the resource for people. So you should be constantly being that resource in your marketplace for those people. Number 2 is like the second ask is you do the research for them. A lot of the research, you take that ease for them to go and read. You do the research for them. And the 3rd thing is you get a result for people in your marketplace, right? Now, If you get those three things, my goal for everyone we work with, right, and including people coming into this program, is I want them to build market share. I want them to be, like I was telling you about Paul before, start taking a little bit of market share from this guy that's got 60% right now, okay? I want people who are going to be participating in this program ultimately to have a flow of leads coming through, having systems with their lead generation, so they're constantly going on market appraisals and listing appointments, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay? So first off is ask yourself, how are my leads coming in at the moment? Am I a drip? Am I trickling, or am I actually getting a flow of leads?
You want it to sound like the rain that we've just had for the last few days.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly, Samantha. So what we're going to be doing in this program is giving people the systems of how to do this, right? Again, you know what? There's a lot of information around how to get leads, but people don't know where to start. They try this, they try that. They're on different pathways. We're going to give you three defined pathways with lead generation, online and offline. Yeah. I'll do the offline stuff. You're really good on the online stuff. That's why we've teamed up together.
See, I think things have changed, and a lot of the people I've talked to over the last couple of days, couple of weeks, things are changing with online. Someone called it today the cookie apocalypse. It sounds like Cookie Monster, but the way that we target people on Facebook and the way that we retarget people with Google and things like that, privacy laws are coming back into force. And particularly, I think, with digital right now, your database is king. Like, we want to be able to help agents actually grow their email list and do more with their email list than just lists are just sold. Because if you're not in the market right now, I can tell you there's nothing more annoying than just getting listing email after listing email. And this is where we can tie in with the incontestable value too. We can build a picture for agents in their marketplace that they're more than just about the listings. They're about much more in their community and how they can deliver content that's interesting to people, even if they're not buying and selling.
When I see agents just, they play the C note, the piano C note, ding, ding. It's like this. It's like people get bored unless you're creating something a little bit different, which I know that's what you're going to be really helping the agents. Like, we don't want to be that person in the marketplace that just plays the C note, justice is just sold, because eventually that just becomes boring and then people just turn off. There's more to it than just doing the C note. So from that end, I mean, what would you say is probably the mistakes that most agents make in the social media space? Because that's certainly not my forte or my niche. I know a little bit about it. You're just like levels above me in this area, and that's why you're going to bring so much valuable, as I call them, value bombs to this part of the program. What do you think agents make the most mistake, apart from just being boring and doing just listed, just sold most of the time, because that's the only content they can think of or creating? What are some of the things that you think are some of the other mistakes they make in social media?
Well, actually, that's a tricky question. Are you interviewing me now?
Why not?
Why not, indeed?
I'm putting the interviewer's hat on.
Yeah, exactly. I think that, number one, you need to really know who your audience is. There's a group of people out there that you find it easy to sell to, that you love serving as customers. It might be older people, empty nesters and stuff that you particularly relate to. It could be younger people, millennials that are trying to get in their first home or first home buyers. It could be a particular type of property. We've seen Josh Cheslin, he go from being the duplex guy. Yep. If you've got a duplex to sell, you give it to Josh Cheslin because he's going to get an amazing result for you in his area. And I think what a lot of agents do, number one, is they follow other agents. And they get all their marketing ideas from other agents without thinking about who they're actually marketing to. You're not marketing to other agents. I don't know if you remember, but I had a bit of a go at the Transformers about that because we gave them a marketing exercise and everything that they did just all looked the same, blah, blah, blah. And like you just said earlier, if the customer can't see a point of difference, then they'll choose on price.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what you said before too, and you touched upon, which is part of the digital experience, is also building a database. And like you're saying, is what we're doing with that database. But as you build and trying to build contacts into your database, it's all about, that's your social currency. How big is your currency in that space? If it's not as big as it is, or sometimes people have got like all these names and numbers, then they're like, how do I clean all this up? How do I clean all this data that I have? What should I be doing with these people, or et cetera? Yeah, I think in terms of that digital bit where you're going to maybe start giving some people maybe tell them, hey, let's do a digital audit first, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I think everything begins and ends with a bit of an audit, because I think I'm a bit guilty of this too, is that LinkedIn has never been my favorite social profile, and long-time listeners to the podcast will get that, because I just get random messages and LinkedIn scares me a little bit. And the other day I had a look at my LinkedIn profile and it still looked like I was a sales coach at PwC. And I thought, geez, it's been a while since then. But then you look at me on Facebook and it clearly says elite agent. And then you look at me on Instagram and my Instagram's a little bit of a personal space. So nobody really knows about that. But I think as an agent, like, you've really got to be presenting like uniform across the board. And the other thing, again, you and I had a bit of a laugh about it too, is leave the passion for the bedroom.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. You know, everyone says that they're passionate about real estate. If I had 10 cents for every profile I read about that, or the most trusted seller, I think you really want to come up with a very sharp, unique selling point that is different for everybody, so that everyone is very clear on who you are and what you do. And that's pulling what you're calling the incontestable value into the online world or into the digital world, and making sure that it's a seamless experience across all platforms for all agents.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No, that's very, very exciting. So
we're joining forces, the Sonia and Osha show.
I'm really excited, because with this, you know, program, I think it will cover the three biggest mistakes that agents make. And you and I have spoken about it. I know what they really are, because we've been in the industry for a very long time, Samantha, and my 10 or 11 years now out of coaching, I see this and I know the mistakes that agents make. And again, I don't say this to impress anyone out there, but more to maybe impress upon some of the listeners listening today who may be considering doing this program. A lot of these guys that I work with, like the Ian Q of Morton in real estate, the Nick Pappas's of the world, Millie Gong from PRD at Hurstville, Samuel Shooter from Dubbo, like all of these guys, they're the number one agents in their marketplace. They've got market share. Like, we all hear it. It didn't happen by default. It actually really happened by design. And many of these agents, when they started, didn't have any market share, zero, like zero. And it was putting what we've just spoke about here on my end, it probably wasn't the social media to the level that it would have been, because you're bringing that now. But absolutely, they brought the incontestable value. They brought the lead generation system that we introduced and they got to implement. And now we're just going up a whole nother level with digital. So that's going to be exciting.
Digital leverage, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what I'm excited about, because we're really going to cover the three biggest mistakes that agents are facing today.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, to be clear to everyone, there's a lot of stuff that we've talked about today. And even if you went off and replayed this or downloaded the notes or whatever, there's a lot that you could take away from this podcast, and there's a lot of content out there on all of the stuff that we've talked about. But I think what we're really excited about is being able to bring it together into a coaching program that the real estate industry hasn't seen before. So it's actually not really about the content. It's about putting it into context, into a step-by-step system where agents will be able to easily hold each other accountable, like we do in Transform, know what to do first, what to do next, what to do next. That's what I'm super excited about. It's not just about content, it's about context.
Correct. And I think if I look at it for some of the people that have been in the past on Transform, or if you've done any type of little course before, whatever it may be, whatever course you may have done in the beginning, I think first off is you learn about the information, right? And I think when you get to learn about the information, the next bit now is about how do we implement, you know, the information, because that's what we're moving to now. And then that's where you see the real transformation. And because this is going to be much more spaced out, it allows people to implement, test, and come back and report to us. Is it working, right? If it's not, I want to know why it's not working, yeah? So that's why with a lot of this is putting it out there. Now, if you're an agent out there that going, I'm feeling stuck, I'm in my reality trap, I've sort of been not growing in the last 6 months, 12 months, 2 years, and I feel like there's more in me, there's more ability and potential that I can do, but I really haven't had a pathway to look at that, because there's a lot of information. You can go to many different other coaches and many other different programs, not just saying ours, but there's plenty of information. This is about literally going, okay, this is what we're going to do, guys. We're here to make a declaration with ourselves. All of us, number one. Then we're going to go to another level. Then we're going to say, okay, here are the three projects that we're going to focus on, right? We're going to focus on leads, so you get consistent on your leads. Number two, developing that X factor, getting that conversion nice and high. And number three is dominating the digital space, right? And how you do that. So they're the projects we're going to work on. As we start to implement, right, test, report, we're going to get a level of what we call momentum. And once you get to that next level of momentum, that's when you start seeing things are starting to come together. And as these things start to come together, which is going to be awesome, then we've got to go to another level, which is stabilization, because that's another level to reset for new levels of growth. And that's another bit of new systems and new processes that you would do. So if we look at it this way, as like a, some sort of pyramid where we're heading up, think of it like declaration. Think of it focusing on these three projects that we're going to jump onto this project with. Then it's going to take you to another level. It's going to be momentum. Yeah. And this is about building momentum in that next, you know, time as we spend together during this course.
Yeah, in the lead up to spring, which is so important because the market will change. At the moment, it's always a supply and demand thing, and we see that so often. We've seen a few cycles, haven't we?
We've seen many cycles, and any cycle, it's a stock market. It goes up, it goes down. Property market can go up, can go down. And not just saying prices, but I'm talking about listings-wise, people selling, etc. So, yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, absolutely. So the link to go and check out Sales Caffeine, we've talked a lot about it today, is eliteagent.com/Sales Caffeine. Now, one last question, Claudio. Who is Sales Caffeine for? If I was an agent listening to this thinking I could really do with some coaching, who is Sales Caffeine for? Like how experienced do you think you need to be? Is it okay for new agents? What sort of GCI level are we thinking?
Yeah, look, I don't think there's a certain level of a GCI. I just think if you're looking for systems, processes within your business, some ideas, some strategies, and help you with some skills as well, this would be for you. If you're brand new in real estate, like just absolutely brand new, I'd probably say some of the stuff that we will be talking about, you would be going, what does that mean? What's that all about, et cetera? So this is about, doesn't matter if you might be doing, let's just call it maybe, for example, 3 listings and sales per month. But God, I've tried different ways to get up to 4 or 5. If you're looking to get an extra 2 or 3, this would be a perfect program for you. Yeah. So this is about like wherever you are right now, or look, I was talking to a client about a month ago and he writes like some big GCI, right? So like a couple of million, but he goes, I just feel like I've hit the ceiling and I can't break it. And there were still ideas and strategies that we're discussing in this program for a guy that, I'll be honest with you, he writes $5 million GCI. So he was like going, yeah, I don't really have a system around this or around that. And it's funny because sometimes these things that like you would think like a guy that's writing $500,000 would be doing, even though he's at $500,000, he's forgotten to do some of these things that were probably really relevant when he was writing $500,000. Yeah. So it's, ooh, I've got like holes in my business down here, but that can get him from 5 and all of a sudden he can maybe get 6.5 or 7. So it wouldn't be for someone who's just like, I've just entered real estate and I want to try and give this a go, because the language, the terminology, I'd probably say it's not going to be for you right now at this point. But I would definitely say for someone out there in the marketplace who's an agent and is feeling a little bit stuck right now, maybe a little bit frustrated in terms of their growth, of where they want to go to, or just don't feel like they're getting enough leads, or never worked out the digital space in any form of way, or your conversion is less than 80% of a listing appointment, this is going to be the program for you.
Yeah, there'll be at least one of those areas that probably resonates with you more. And that's what we'd started off with, the Chainlink system. So if conversion's your problem, let's work on conversion. If lead generation's your problem, let's work on lead generation. If digital, if you could be doing better at leveraging yourself on digital. And that changes from time to time too. I know in every sales business, those three things change. So we're going to cover them all. This is pretty exciting. So can I say, we've tried to lay off the coffee puns today, but can I say we're full of beans and ready to go?
We are full of beans. And I've had my afternoon espresso, so I'm good.
Yeah, we're full of beans and ready to go. Yeah, come and check us out at eliteagent.com/sales caffeine. Claudio, thank you so much for joining me, and thank you so much for the chance to work together. This is super exciting.
This is going to be super exciting. I'm looking forward to this program, and I'm looking forward to working with the people who are going to be joining this program, because we're looking forward to moving the needle in people's business and giving them some spring and some new value bombs to their business that they may never have had before. So I'm excited.
Yeah, absolutely. Claudio Encina, once again, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Elevate from Elite Agent. To download your written action guide from this podcast containing extra tips, links and shortcuts, visit eliteagentelevate.com.